I'll give you an option here, and maybe I'll tell another story in another episode. You can either hear about, and I think Jesse may have heard both of these, but the worst audience ever, worst audience members ever I've ever been a part of, or the other story is about a time that I accidentally stole food from people who needed it.
Well, the second one sort of sounds like your typical Kevin story. So let's do number one for now.
But enough about you compacting ice cream after a work day at
Welcome to Oops All Segments, the very best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very moment. I'm Kevin.
I'm Thomas.
What?
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Oh my God.
We're here with our human four-leaf clover, Jesse Bergen.
Ach, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You're doing
to
Scottish,
you.
Right? That's clearly
it's
Scottish.
It's nearby.
Yes. It's St. Patrick's Day when we're recording this, and actually it's going to come out the next day. So we're actually, and I see, Thomas, you've got some four-leaf clovers in your background.
I just want to represent the population that is the most affiliated with the police, the Irish, paddy wagons. Look,
there's a thin blue line in our lives that we need to make sure is maintained.
So in Chicago, we dye the river green.
Yeah, you just told us about this.
Oh yeah, you spray a bunch of dye in the river and
it looks really bad.
Yeah, it's cool. It's nice, and it's kind of a big celebration of our heritage. So I'll thank you not to make any jokes.
Okay, it just
Do people like go swimming in it and then come out like a big fat liar?
That sounds really fun. I feel like the thing that occurred to me is that I would like to drink from the river. It looks delicious. You sort of imagine like it suggests
a Kool-Aid?
I think it suggests it's like green beer, that the river has been replaced with that kind of dyed green beer.
Oh, I see.
Everyone gets a mug and scoops it in and cheeses.
And what people don't realize about
to death on dye and poison.
Irish Catholicism is that Jesus normally is depicted as turning water into wine, but in Irish Catholic culture, he's sort of depicted as turning water into green beer. but only on the 17th.
Still not enough beer. The entire river was beer.
not sufficient. Jesse, what's new with you, man? We usually start off with like a check-in. I mean, I think I know, but yeah.
Do you though?
Oh shit!
You think you know people, and then
yeah, man. Wow, it's, you know, it's so great to like finally talk to my good friends and be vulnerable on the podcast that they do.
Yeah, it's about time. It's about time to be open.
Let it out, man. Yeah. Let it out. What have you got? Oh, what's God. In your heart?
My heart, man. I'm playing a lot of this poker roguelike on Switch. I'm obsessed.
It's what?
It's called Balatro, and it's a poker roguelike.
What's a poker roguelike?
And I have to talk about this because everything else in my heart is way too sad and intense. So this is what I'm talking about.
I thought when I said I think I know, I meant that like last night we performed an improv show together.
Yeah, they don't want to hear about that.
No,
they don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
They want to hear about Balatro.
What is Balatro? What's a roguelike poker game?
A roguelike, for those of you who don't know, is like a video game that's like it's focused on loops and like procedurally generated runs.
Okay.
So you play like a little bit, and if you fail, you have to restart, but then it's randomized, so things are a little bit different.
Okay, so the obstacles are different.
Yeah, and you get stronger and better as you play.
This is like Hades. It's like a roguelike.
It's like Hades. Yeah. Okay. So it's just you play poker hands, and you can get special jokers to upgrade the hands and give you extra points, and it's all about combos and like synergy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I've been playing way too much of
it. It's very popular. Like, it's one of those games that just came out and was suddenly like hundreds of thousands of sales on Steam.
Snap.
Like,
just a big game.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It was made by like one guy, I think. So that what makes it even more wild is
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's called what again?
Balatro.
Balatro. Okay. Do you have to say it like that when you're talking about it? Balatro.
About, like, a group with multiple jokers. Is he talking about the Club Soda show? I mean, I can't tell the freaking difference.
Yeah. There's definitely a wild card or two in there. I'll tell you that.
Club the two of Soda.
Why am I the two of diamonds?
Evan, what's new with you, man?
What do you, well, I want to know why I'm the two of fucking diamonds.
What's new with you? Let's keep it on track.
Just said we did an improv show last night. Yeah,
we actually had three openers.
Whoa.
We had diamond soda, we had spade soda, we had heart soda.
And then we eventually, yes, Club Soda Improv. That was.
Wow, that's a new one. I haven't heard that since I've been on.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We had a great show. But the other thing that's new in my life is that, like, I'm coming off of the heels of having, like, a truly relaxing vacation, which is never really the case for me. I went to Toronto. I visited Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of ours.
I feel like you guys had some stories, some bad audience stories, perhaps.
I could tell a story about the worst. I'll give you an option here, and maybe I'll tell another story in another episode. You can either hear about, and I think Jesse may have heard both of these, but the worst audience ever, worst audience members ever I've ever been a part of, or the other story is about a time that I accidentally stole food from people who needed it.
Mm. Wow. Well, the second one sort of sounds like your typical Kevin story. So let's do number one for now.
But enough about you compacting ice cream after a work day at Dreamland.
Yeah. Enough about me going to grocery stores and throwing out the things that they need. Luke and I went to go see a show. And the first half of the show, I believe, was actually Ken Hall's sketch partner, Ken Hall, who's on the last episode, Isaac. He had it was a Toronto Sketch Fest show. It was in a theater. It wasn't at like Comedy Bar or anything, which is maybe kind of important because it was like a pretty like theatrical atmosphere. Yeah. The audience, we got in. The first half of the show was like a Buffon sketch show. So he like comes out, and like they do like a 3-minute overture at the beginning where like the music keeps swelling like there's going to be an introduction and then it doesn't and that's kind of funny and the audience is laughing and then a spotlight comes up and there's no one on the spotlight and then the spotlight goes away and that's pretty funny and then like the audience door like the door that we came in opens and the Isaac pokes his head out and he's doing this like high-pitched French voice. He's like, oh, hello. Bonjour. And he's like poking his head out and doing like weird, silly physicality. He's got like a morph suit on, football pads on incorrectly underneath the morph suit, looking really ridiculous. His face is all dirtied
up.
Real
lumpy boy.
Lumpy boy. Yeah. Super lumpy boy. He comes out. He's got like a some sort of weird like diaper jockstrap underwear thing going on, and he like is doing really crass sort of basic jokes that are silly, like le douche. And he pulls out, like, keeps saying "le douche" to the audience in this high-pitched voice, and then pulls out like a picture of a shower, and he's like "le douche," and then drops it, and then he's like "le coq, le coq," and then he pulls out a picture of a chicken, and then like "le coq, le douche," pulls out a picture of a chicken in the shower. Like, it's just like very, very dumb dick jokes, things like that.
This is not the kind of content we want on our podcast.
No,
by the way. We
not at all.
Brow for you guys.
Higher caliber of humor here.
Exactly.
Buffon means clown in French.
Yes, it does. It actually means buffoon.
Buffoon. Okay, that actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
I actually just recently learned what jester was in Latin.
Oh, what is that?
Balatro.
God.
but he's doing all these silly jokes. And then he kind of like has this physicality that's all up there. And then he's got this high pitched voice and he's doing the. And then he just goes, I'm sorry, everyone, and drops his body, deep voice. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And then he like starts acting like he's like gonna come, and he like turns around, and he's like starts making like the jerking off physicality, and then he's like, oh, and he vocalizes coming, and he's produced silly string from his jockstrap, and he sprays it all over the floor. Sure. So he looks like he's sort of ejaculated all over the floor and on his own foot. And then he turns around and he's like, I'm sorry, guys. I guess I came on the wrong foot. And very stupid joke. Audience loves it. And then he's like, about to go into his next bit. And as he's about to go into his next bit, the door swings open and four of like the drunkest middle-aged people I've ever seen, three women and a man, walk in and they're tanked and they're just talking. And he's acknowledging them. He's like, oh my God, because it's Buffon and like they play with the audience. And so he's like, I'll do it again. And he goes out of the theater and he starts the show again. He does all of this stuff. And it's like 4.5 to 5 minutes worth of fucking physical material and dumb like dick jokes. And he comes back out. He's doing it as fast as he can. And he's directing it at these four people who come down and sit fucking right in front of Luke and I, like literally right in front of us. And they're still talking the whole time, talking loudly to each other while they sit down. And he is directing all of these stupid dick jokes, Le Coq Le Douche, picking up the picture, showing it at them, comes all over his foot again in front of these people, and they're barely paying attention. They're talking to each other the whole time. And he does the I'm sorry, I came on the wrong foot thing. And then the next bit he launches into is like a sincere, genuine story about his dad dying and how his dad wanted him to do this show. This was the show his dad wanted him to do. And he doesn't want
to
do it.
Structure to this.
Yeah. I don't know why. He starts going into it. He's like, my dad died. These people vocally, loudly talking over it. Everyone's shushing them. I literally grab one of the people on the shoulder and I'm like, you have to stop. I like stare at them in the eyes. I'm like, you need to stop talking. This woman gives me a death stare for the next 3 minutes straight. And they keep talking. They all keep talking. And so the guy does his show, which is good. It's funny. He takes some soup and he shoves it into his pants through the zipper.
His dad would have wanted.
Yeah, after a ton of setup, he brings an audience member out, shoves the soup into his zipper and then says, excuse me, waiter, there's a soup in my fly. And then like, you know, just stupid,
pretty
silly
good.
Stuff. Yeah.
Pretty
and,
good.
Yeah. And it was great. But then, yeah, after the fact, I intermission breaks and I said to Luke loudly so that they would hear, which took quite a bit of vocal energy. We need to move because I'm going to do something to these people. Like I can't abide this. This is like, I've never been around people who are so ignorant, like the whole audience collectively yelling shush at them many times and them not doing anything. The performer directing his performance at them. And then later on, and I won't mention who was in the second half of the show because the people in the second half of the show fucking, I saw in the lobby at the end of the show, they knew one of the performers in the second half of the show. They were like friends.
They
also talked through the second half though.
Yeah.
Like it was terrible. The story is just that they were maddening and awful human beings.
That's the amount of like emotional and like self-awareness armor you need to have.
Oh my
to, like,
God.
Have an entire
and
auditorium
as a unit,
yelling at you to shut
as
up.
As a
and
unit,
you
think
not?
One of them would have fucking felt bad, right? Like four fucking people?
Yeah, I mean, as someone who does a drunk show every week, say that like there's a surprising number of people in the world that come to a show are very drunk and just think they can talk, they can do whatever they want, they can talk back to the actors, they can stand up. One time at the end of a show, I was the host, a guy had a bag of Sun Chips, and which he brought from outside. And during my closing speech, which is a soliloquy, he just stood up, dumped the bag on my head. No indication of like why. Like I'm a human being standing here. He just like dumps chips right on my fucking head. And I'm so like speechless. I don't even know what to say to this guy. I should have said Juliet is the Sun Chips, but it was just people like literally don't. And I'll do another bit where I ask someone to like hit me like I'm Mario, so I take damage, and people will wind up and punch me as hard as they can in my arm. Like I'm a person. Like I don't know
what are
this
you
disconnect
doing?
That like you can just do whatever you want to me because I'm a performer. Like groping people's butts, like touching us during our dances, like just the most insane boundary crossing. It's wild.
That is a lot. That's a lot. You know, folks, if you're sitting out there and you think comedy's easy work.
It is. Honestly, and we shouldn't be complaining.
No, we shouldn't be complaining. It's bullshit. T, what's up with you, man?
That was enough from me. I think let's go into
you
a
wanna
warm
spin it?
Up segment here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, we've got Fact Hack. Kevin will read a list of facts, and participants must guess which ones are fake.
Okay. What the fuck?
Okay. You must have submitted this. There's no way I submitted that. You're pretending to be shocked.
No, I honestly don't remember this. Number 95. I also, I'm far away from the computer.
Number 95, Kevin.
It's called Fact Hack. I'll, check my notes and see if I have something.
You can also just find a list of...
I could just pick up some of them.
Like a list of myths and a list of facts and then sort of share those.
Okay, well, you two talk about myths and facts for 5 seconds while I find something.
You strike me as a Mythbusters kid.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I didn't have that channel. Was it Discovery Channel?
Sure.
My only memories of
it was
my channel
for discoveries, though.
Okay. an awakening of sorts.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, sexual awakening, the girl from Mythbusters for a lot of... That was our first encounter with a nerdy woman, and we were like, maybe there is hope for me.
and then when she rejects you,
that myth
is unfortunately busted.
Yeah, I would have busted long before the myth was revealed at the end of the episode. Carrie was her name.
Okay. I got some stuff here.
Great.
I got some
we
stuff.
We filled that time beautifully. Okay,
Thank you so much. Okay.
I thought Adam was the hot one.
Adam. Oh yeah, Adam.
Is that one of them? He had a beret?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
This fact is a myth.
Okay,
hold
guys.
On. This first fact. Tell me if you guys even understand what this means, because I don't think I do.
Okay.
Number 4 is the only one with the same amount of letters.
Like there are that many letters and it is the number 4.
Oh.
The only one.
Do you guys think that's true?
That seems true.
Well, if you misspell 2 with no W.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you.
I think that's true, though.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it.
That seems really true. Because, it could only be some of the first few letters.
Oh, wait, what about 109?
Okay.
No,
let's
wait.
Count.
Wait,
let's count. No, let's count. That's 3 and 1.
Okay.
And then 100 would be 7, so that's 10. So we only need 102 more. And
they're in there somewhere.
3. So and is 3, so that's, we're at 99, and then 9. So... it doesn't quite math doesn't quite work out. Okay, good guess.
Wow, I'm glad we showed our work.
it's good to have the work shown.
All right, so that one's true. So now you're gonna
that
tell
one's
some
true,
lies.
And that's demonstrably true. You should give us facts that we can test using our skill.
Like, but we can bust these.
You want to give you bustable facts?
We're gonna explode a mannequin and then go 4 is the only word with the same number of letters.
This is not a bustable fact, and it may or may not be true, but kangaroos cannot walk backwards.
I think it's true. Because their feet are so big. How would they even do
that? Look at that bend, right, in that foot. Like, that suggests a forward propulsion is kind of the only movement that a kangaroo would be capable of.
Now, what if the kangaroo has a hoodie with a bunch of stolen drug money?
Great question. I'm going to say true, too.
I think this is true.
It is true. You folks are right.
Nice,
you folks
nice,
are right.
Nice, nice, nice.
I've never seen a kangaroo walk backwards. That's how I know it's true.
Okay. Most body heat is lost through the head. Did you guys know that?
My feet are always cold, so that's a myth. I'm losing.
Lost through the head is such an interesting, such a pseudo-scientific way of talking about it. Like, your head is just blasting heat out of your
head. A volcano?
I think that one is false. I think a lot of heat, it's drained from the appendages, but maybe that's steam coming out of your ears
when
you're
mad.
That's what you think it is.
On that one.
Like when you're angry in a cartoon.
I think most of the heat is lost through your baby toes.
Baby toes, because those are the coldest parts
of
your body, your pinky toes.
Exactly.
No, it's actually that's a false fact. It's a false fact and a false flag, but the truth is that it's actually the most exposed skin, like when you have have where you have the most exposed skin. So well, like, if you have an exposed arm,
that usually is your head, right?
Well, but it depends on like if you're in wind or if you're not. Like, it's all just about like surface area. Yeah. So your head.
So it's whatever has the most. So if I'm going shirtless and my belly's gonna be blasting heat,
Exactly.
Like a Care Bear.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad back. Like, it's sort of true sometimes.
Fucking hell.
But,
Jesus. Yeah.
It's a conditional.
Give me
it's
a break.
Conditional fact.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. How about this? How about that a hippopotamus produces pink milk?
Only on St. Patrick's Day.
The color of the Irish.
They dye the milk
I guess
pink.
Valentine's Day would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Pink
I think that's cartoon. That's
that's like
a romance novel about like a cross species. Like, this is a big trend now. People are into these. There's like a hippo man who like doesn't understand the patriarchy and he's the perfect boyfriend and he has pink milk. I guess that might be a female hippo, but anyway, I'm gonna say that ain't true.
Feminist alert! Feminist alert!
Sorry, just I just want to make sure that we.
So does that sound cue like a danger? Danger warning?
Yeah, it's just on the podcast. If we ever sort of get a little
too progressive,
it's letting
everyone know that they're in total safety. Because
I definitely feel relaxed when I hear a blaring alarm. I think the I'm going to say false. I think the male hippos produce pink milk.
Okay,
not
okay.
Females.
It's true. The hippopotamus produces pink milk. Yeah, it's a true fact. It's a true fact.
Is that why they kill more people than anyone else? Because we all want to drink the strawberry.
It's not that anyone else. Thomas,
no, they're the most deadly. They're the most deadly animal, right?
Right.
Probably
I just
so.
Yeah, I think humans kill each other more than.
Yeah, the reason that the scientists think that their milk is pink is because all the blood of the dead scientists is mixed.
Every time
into
they
the
go
milk.
To study the hippos, the hippos kill one of them and mix in the blood. Here's one. You cannot see your shadow in a mirror because mirrors only reflect light and shadows are an absence of light.
That's can't be true.
Whoa. That's really? Awesome. I think that can and is true. And I if I were Carl Jung, this would be an incredible metaphor for the shadow that we must all reckon with.
Your shadow self is not in the mirror when you look into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
It's a false fact.
Fuck.
It's a false fact. It's not true. It's not true.
Yeah, because I've, like, listen. Yeah. I've seen bags under my eyes when I look in the mirror.
No, those are tattooed on, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we tattooed those on,
thanks.
Man.
Thanks, yeah. Permanently look tired.
Here's a question.
You could show the groundhog a mirror on Groundhog Day, and then there'd be no risk of seeing his shadow.
Yeah, and we would always have what we wanted. Okay, here's one I want to ask if you guys like know what is the smallest country in the world. We'll see if you
Canada. The Vatican.
Canada, baby.
What?
I'm gonna go with
that's
the
like
Vatican.
One of the largest, right?
Canada is a small bean.
I think second largest coastline.
Bean? I don't
or maybe
think
largest
so.
Coastline, second largest landmass.
Okay.
Vatican
think,
City seems
it's
correct.
You're
but,
right.
I'm still going to stick with Canada.
I just said he was correct.
Now, ever since you moved to the States, you've really been negging us.
Look, y'all are small potatoes. I'm Yukon Gold. Right.
That's not nice to say.
Yukon is also a Canadian territory.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah it's like, yeah, fully chose the wrong one.
But excellent potato reference today.
Like,
I think
Idaho
it's very appropriate.
Very American. Bulls hate the color red.
I think
that's
this is false.
Myth. I know that's a myth. I just answered this on a New York Times crossword.
Yeah. I think the reason they charge the matadors is because the waving, it's the motion of the cape. Upsets
yes,
them,
it's
not
like
the
a,
color.
It's too much. Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. I think
so
the cape
you're
the
telling me that a bull
blood.
Sees hippo milk and they're like, that's normal.
They don't have an opinion about it. They're true neutral on that.
They're true neutral.
Switzerland of hippo milk.
And I'll maybe try to find one more.
Yeah, let's definitely wrap it up soon, I think.
Okay, well, what the fuck?
That's a true fact. We should wrap this up.
Yeah. The sunset on Mars appears blue.
On the red planet, a blue sunset.
Is this just like color facts? Like,
I mean, there's sort of weird little sections of it, and I think I might have gotten both of those from the color facts. I could also, I could
Kevin's,
scroll down
Kevin's
here.
Color blind, so we can say it's whatever we want,
it's
and
true.
Believe us.
Yeah. I feel it doesn't like, mean that I'm dumb, right? Like it just means that like, I don't.
I think this. Yeah. I would love for it to be true because a blue sun is like, I want that poster in my dorm room.
Right. You want to make sure that if and when you do have a child that's a male, you make him really sad.
Yeah.
Yes. If and when I do have a sad
You want
child.
A blue sun.
The blue sun group. I think it's false. It's so dusty and red on Mars. I think everything looks red.
Okay.
I think it's true. Thomas,
I'm quite sure that you are
correct. What?
Sun on Mars appears
that's
blue.
That's bullshit.
Sunrise or sunset.
That's a
person.
That is.
It's.
Yeah.
I don't know what website you're on.
Chemicals in the atmosphere. It's the reflection of the gas.
Well, what
Mars
if you're looking at it in a mirror?
Hit,
huh?
If you're looking at it in the mirror,
you can't see it.
Then it looks like a hippopotamus.
Wow, that's wild.
That is wild. I think. Is it time for us to take a little bit of an
I
ad
think
break?
We need to take a break.
Take that a bit of a reprieve.
Give us a chance to catch our breaths from all the true facts and knowledge that you just dropped on
us. Catch our breaths and stretch our depths so that we can be mined more fully.
Whoa.
That was honestly one of the most beautiful things you've ever said.
It's also a fucking haiku, bitch.
Is this a haiku?
Hi, Jake.
Hey, Caitlin. We're the co-hosts of a little podcast called Gimme That D.
Did that get your attention?
It's a Disney Channel original movie breakdown podcast.
We are breaking down all of your favorite childhood movies that aired on the Disney Channel from 96 to 06, the golden age of cinema.
Adair. We are two F-list comedians with a lot of A-list comedian friends, and together we break down and celebrate these absolutely batshit crazy films.
So we're talking aloof parents.
Inexplicable plots.
Bowl cuts responsible for sexual awakenings the world over.
And we ask the hard-hitting journalistic questions like, what the fuck is this?
And could we have maybe taken a second pass at that script?
Oh, but we love them.
Oh, God, yes.
So listen to us wherever you get your podcasts.
To stay in the know of what movie we're covering each week and who our guest is, follow us on Instagram at GMTDpod.
Yeah, but for real, do it.
This is a fun show, guys.
All right. We're back. Kevin, keep that in what Jesse
I
said
will,
on the
I will. The nice awkward pause before this is a fun show, guys.
Can you tell I haven't listened up because I don't know what any of the sound cues are?
Oh, that's the ad break sound cues.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I thought it was the haiku effect.
I don't. Have you even listened to the episodes you've been on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are the only ones I've listened to. Come on.
That's the weirdest response. Yeah. I only want to hear the ones I already heard.
I listen to my buds.
Yeah.
If you had listened, you would know it's not a fun show.
No,
so
yeah,
you don't. Okay. But Jesse, you got a segment for us.
Yeah.
You got a segment.
What's your seg for us, buddy?
My hot seg, fresh out the oven. All the hot coming out of my head.
Hot heat out of your head.
It's called, it's a little segment I like to call Play It Forward.
Ooh, okay.
And, how this segment works is the three of us are going to collectively brainstorm a brand new segment.
Okay.
Never before done, never before heard on the show. And then you guys are going to make the next guest on the next episode play it.
Oh, okay. So whatever we design here has to happen on our next record. Okay.
Yeah, regardless of who it is, regardless of. Their
right, whether it's like
well they know you.
Yeah, okay. Because it is sort of a range. Sometimes we'll reach out to like total strangers. Yeah.
You're having Guy Madden on again, right?
Yeah. Maybe. You know. So
we know Kevin and I know who our next guest is, but I'm not sure that Jesse knows as much.
And,
so
and
do
should
you
should we tailor it to the guest or should we try
I don't
to
think so.
No,
I think
no,
let's
no,
try
no.
to try to just make a good thing, but I thought Jesse could maybe set the foundation and then Kevin and I will add, we'll accessorize, we'll elaborate.
Yeah. Do you have like a hope of what like might be a baseline?
Well, I want it to be like mildly embarrassing.
Okay.
Because
which doing
this
the
is
show
basically,
is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, coming
but,
on here.
But I think we could double down.
Sure.
I think, you know, making somebody sing a song about something is
a
lot of
okay.
potent awkward energy.
Making somebody sing a song. So maybe come up with a jingle. Maybe we do that so that it's like a little more concise, because I feel like doing like a whole song is tough in this show. But we could also do like a parody. We've done parody song before.
Done song parodies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like a jingle. Like maybe they have to come up. They have to like sell an imaginary product somehow, and they're generating the ad campaign jingle live.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe the like, how would we maybe come up with what the product is? I mean, this is sort of a typical improv game in terms of like that.
It's a little too typical. Yeah. I think in order to like really make your next guest regret doing the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is important to
there
us.
There has to be an element of something true to their own life.
Okay. Involved here. Okay.
So they maybe have to like sing. It's got to involve something real about them.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's like, maybe they have to write the jingle or like the trailer song for their biopic.
I like this. Ooh. I think we're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like one of those sort of movies where there's a song that kind of summarizes the plot, hits all the key points. It's like the ballad of their life movie.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Right. I like that. I like that. So then maybe they have to perform. So maybe the collectively the segment could be that like we ask them, we interview them about their life and help them write the song, and then
but don't help them too much.
No,
I really want them to like flounder for a little bit.
Okay,
because you guys are professional freestyle rappers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're professional. I don't know if we're freestyle. I don't even know if we're rappers, but we are.
Yeah,
we are.
But you, yeah,
we exist.
I think.
You rap, therefore
so
you
do
are.
We think that when the song comes in, they do it all by themselves? Do they have accompaniment? Are Kevin and I involved in any
No, way? I think you guys can help out. I just think initially they got to go it alone for the first 20 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I think like maybe, you know what might be a good idea is maybe you guys can help pick the instrumental that we'll use.
Let's do a little bit of pre-production. Pre-pro.
I think we should decide on the hook for their life in advance without even knowing who it is or what the content's going to be. So we have like a locked-in chorus that maybe we even record this episode into the soundboard.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
I like this. I like
guess. That's sure. We'll try. What is the hopeful like style, I guess? What's the genre do we want to do?
I was thinking like kind of R&B meets Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
What?
Yeah, can we do it's Diary like of a Wimpy Kid trap beat?
I'm going to go to YouTube and look up Diary of a Wimpy Kid like type beat. Diary of a Wimpy Kid type beat.
And you were on like 9 watch lists.
Yeah. Is Greg Heffley a character in Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I've never seen it. The reason I just brought that up is because I think like having an if we could like make an embarrassing Kevin. Hook.
Yeah.
I've got Diary of a Wimpy Kid sample drill type beat.
Okay,
Wimpy
I just
Kid
pulled that up
part
here.
One. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, we're wimp maxing.
Wimp maxing. It's opening up YouTube here. Sorry. Here we go. Might be an ad first. Yeah, we're getting an ad first.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Popular crypto coins.
Can we use this crypto music?
This is when you know you have rights. This is perfect.
Okay.
This video is something else.
All right.
Okay, so this is just like a sample from him singing that from Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah, this is
really not much Wimpy Kid so far. I think this could really work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is lyrics is the one problem. talking.
It's one of these things in hip hop where they're like the samples like sort of filtered a bunch and they expect you to kind of rap over top of it. But is that what we want our next guest to use?
Let's not settle on it just yet.
Okay. Diary. I'll just do another search.
Captain Underpants.
Like
Captain Underpants type beat.
Captain Underpants slow drop beat. Something like that. Epic Captain Underpants beat.
That's pretty good.
Okay. I've got Captain Underpants smoke perp slash Ronnie J type beat. So
wow, truly.
I don't know if this is anything to do with Captain Underpants.
That's probably the name of the producer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, here's Captain Underpants theme song Trap Geek Remix.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, no, so right.
All right, so this so I'm sucks. Realizing this is a comedy dead end that I've sort of backed us into.
So we need it. I'll get a slow R&B beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get us a slow R&B beat. We'll grab just this one here. We'll see if it's good. Okay. Little vibe here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like J. Cole coming in. He's going to tell you a little story about his life.
Yeah. Okay, so what's sort of the hook we want to decide is like the truth for our next guest? It's like the main thing about them. Go blah. That's the producer. Straight up.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I think maybe we just like... And then I poop my pants in grade four. You know, like inject.
Poop my pants, poop my pants. Grade four.
Grade four, grade four.
I shit myself in grade four.
Okay, sure. That's our chorus. That's our chorus for it. Okay.
So you're not going to let them know this is coming.
No. No.
That'll be a big surprise.
And we also have to make sure that, like, I have, there's some time that I have to, like, I don't know how the fuck.
We'll
that,
wrap this episode early to give you production.
I need
time.
Capacity to
We're
edit.
Send Jesse out in a few minutes.
Okay, great.
This episode is going to be like, what, 20 minutes long now or 30 minutes long because we have to.
We can squeeze in 10 more minutes of Jesse. Jesse, you do got to go soon, though.
Hey, listen, guys.
Look, if we don't have time to edit it, Kevin and I have memorized the lyrics of the chorus. Yes, we'll do it live.
That's true. Maybe we'll tell him that. Here's the idea. Instead of me editing it, we'll tell him that we are going to do the chorus.
Exactly. That's fine.
He does 8 bars and then we'll do the chorus and we'll just come chorus. In with the poop my pants in grade 4 no matter what. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. I think that's all. I'll just, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. That's a great idea. And it has to be a song that sort of summarizes their life.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So what's that rap beat about Caillou? Did you show me that, Kevin? The like.
Oh, yeah, like, if you just look up Caillou rap,
who's it by? It's actually incredible.
It's like, yeah, that pussy bald like Caillou.
Every line is like Caillou.
Yeah, I think I genuinely think if you just YouTube it, you might be able to find it. I can't hear.
I'm gonna save it for the end of the episode.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to go out. I love this, Jesse. You've made it also easier for us next episode, which is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg would say.
Is it DJ Taj? Do you think?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Okay. We'll hopefully
we'll find
one.
Out. We'll find out. Soon. Should we maybe do one more tight segment? Yeah.
I think
I'll
so.
spin the wheel.
An audience.
Or do you want to do audience one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Here's the audience.
Could be from Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo.
Yeah.
We have got from Char as Nabel.
Luke's back.
Time travel trouble 2. We already got one
fucking
time travel.
Hell.
This is the other one. It's one.
Listeners, you
list.
Need to submit segments, okay? This is unreasonable.
This is insane. You guys are not going to believe what this says.
No.
You what can time travel, but each time you do, you poop your pants and everyone around you will know it. Do you
That's
still
insane.
Do it?
Okay.
Okay. A taste of our own medicine. We were so cocky a minute
ago.
So,
Jesse.
And now...
Wow, looks like the underwear is on the other butt, huh?
Yeah. The underpants, we should say, or the other captain.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So, it's like, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. You can time travel, but every time
Hitler,
you do it.
But you have to poop your pants
so
to
here's,
do it.
Here's a question. Ooh. Do you shit yourself when you arrive in the new timeline?
I think that's.
Or is it like.
I think that's the implication.
Yeah, okay. So, you, yeah.
So does that, and that means if I want to come back to my time, I'm shitting myself again.
As well, yeah.
But really important question. Really important question. And I'm honestly pissed you guys haven't asked it yet.
Okay, don't get angry, right? Because obviously.
Do you show up naked like in the Terminator? Because clothes cannot travel through time. Because that changes everything.
Fuck you, man. You're an idiot. Okay. It says you poop your fucking pants. How are you going to show up with no pants on and poop your pants?
I'm not an idiot.
You are, actually.
I'm average.
don't say that with like an air of confidence at all, right? Because it's not
fine.
You're fine. It's okay, getting worse.
So, it's not, so I guess James Cameron is a dumbass too then. Okay.
What? No, he that you think the time travel logic in Terminator is that you shit yourself?
Come with me if you want to wipe.
There we go.
Give
I need your clothes.
Give me a diaper. My cool leather jacket.
Yeah. But he says, and I quote in Terminator 3, yes. No, I am not shitting you. So okay. I'm pretty sure it's a little different than this one, which is why it's such
how
a fun
big?
Segment.
Yeah.
Is there an era of time where shitting your pants would be the least problematic?
Oh, yeah. Know? Like you go to like Victorian era England. Everything was stinky as fuck back then. Nobody was showering
Middle
or bathing.
Ages for sure.
You show up with a shitted ass.
Dinosaur
you just look
times,
normal. Yeah.
Dinosaur times.
Yeah. If you come in with shitted britches in like, I would say half of human history, you're probably fine.
I think I would time travel to the future and I would pick a point where they had some instant cleanable auto robot pants.
Oh yeah.
You just walk into a tube and it sucks everything off.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see. Sorry, it does what?
It sucks you off, I say.
You've reshaped it to be more about oral sex.
I mean, it's the
getting
future.
Sucked
it's
off
possible.
With shit in your pants.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, Jesse.
This is exactly my I love this. This is my jam. Oh. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Is it green?
I don't know about you guys, but
you
in the future
enough,
they shit pink.
if you drink enough green beer, do you pee green? I realize this is
I think
totally
you must.
Question.
I think you must, right? Mm. Right? Like, I'm trying to think. If I ever, like, I don't know, though. Do you guys ever had anything affect the color of your pee beyond, like, the normal spectrum of yellow to clear? And blood, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kind of getting punched in the gut really hard, like
by an audience member.
Yeah, like I said, I'm Houdini. Hit me, and I wasn't Houdini. It turned out, and like I didn't flex, but if I had, it wouldn't have helped.
And then obviously he hit you so hard, you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Right, and you became.
Let's sort of
Poo-weenie? Was that
let's
you?
Kind of move
are
on.
You Poo-weenie?
Poo-deenie's right there, man.
Poo-deenie's right there.
I'll thank you not to harp on this. But
the
let's
great Poo-deenie.
Papa Yale.
So, you go back in time, you kill Hitler, and then the history books are like, this incredible hero killed Hitler, and we would love to erect a statue of him.
Yeah.
But the statue's going to have to. Poop in its pants.
Yeah, it's a shitted pants statue. Yeah.
And that kind of overshadows kind of the heroic.
Yeah.
They call you Hitler in the history books.
Yeah.
But Hitler met his greatest foe, Hitler.
On top of kind of it being socially acceptable, is there a time in history where pooping your pants might change the course of sort of events?
Right. Butterfly effect, will. A
very
butterfly
good.
Effect.
Yeah, pretty good. The butterfly effect.
Ashton Kutcher in the butterfly effect.
That's your title.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Ashton.
Yeah, you like come back to the present and like the wrong person is president or prime minister.
Yeah, well like.
And then your wife is like, you shit your pants in the past, didn't you?
Yeah, she knows.
Everything's changed.
He pulls up an old archived newspaper from like. Is this you? But I feel like, because you could ruin like a solemn event that everyone sort of holds very dear to them by doing this? Is there one that we feel like is kind of considered sacred but shouldn't have been that we could kind of sully the memory of?
Like
the evacuation proclamation.
Oh my god. That's the one you want to ruin? You're sort of
well,
like
no,
that
no, no,
one?
That's
it
what Jesse's calling. That's what Jesse's
of.
Calling his vowels. Yeah.
I know. I got it. But
it was the first.
Yeah.
I think.
Abraham Stinkin.
Abraham Stinkin. Showing up in the Ford Theater to stop Abraham Lincoln getting shot in the head.
And he doesn't believe you.
Or not Abraham Lincoln.
You smell like. Yeah,
you show up and everybody just. Yeah. Don't believe this crazy man.
Yeah.
You guys think Abe ever shat himself?
No.
He really could have gone to the John Wilkes.
John Wilkes. So this segment has just been us putting poo in front of different historical figures' names.
Yeah,
high quality stuff.
Luke knew what he was doing.
Pook, we should say. I don't know what to say, you guys. I don't know what to do.
I think it's all been said.
My honest answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, doing it. Time travel's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I would want to return a ticket, right? I don't want to get stuck in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I assume you have the ability to go back and forth and stuff. If you just rock a diaper, like, are we talking like full blown, like you're evacuating, like, as you said, doing a complete evacuation of your bowels? Or are we talking about, like, you know, you're popping out a prairie dog?
I mean, everybody knows. So it's got to be bad enough.
Yeah, I guess that's significant. You're right. Yeah, everybody knows.
I don't think they just know psychically.
That's kind of interesting, though. So, like, because a lot of the fantasy is, right, you go back in time and then you can show them technology that blows their minds.
But if their first impression of you is
their first impression of you is a guy who clearly just shat his pants, they might not be as interested in the iPhone.
Come look at this new Android. Oh man, I don't want to get within 10 feet of this dude.
Yeah, guys, like, I have penicillin. They're like,
you have pants a smelling is what you have, my friend.
Very good. Joan of Arc.
Yeah. You show up to the, like, the immolation.
You save her life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, they're about to.
The fire goes up more because the gas sort of intermingles.
The methane,
it.
Yeah. It doesn't help her out.
Yeah. You lose most of your body heat through your butt.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I fart pink.
okay. You need to see a doctor.
And that's a feminist fart. And with that, we will wrap up.
Feminist alert. Feminist alert.
That's right. We got there. What a horrible, horrible segment, Luke.
What a bad episode.
I can't believe we did two scatological segments.
Yeah, Jesse, you bring something to the show that we can't quite get away from, you know.
Well, it's the podcast my dad wanted me to do.
Exactly. Is there anything we need to tell people about out in the world these days? You know what's something worth announcing? We just launched a new logo for Club Soda that Jesse designed. That's fucking great, and it looks really cool.
It has nothing to do with poop.
Has nothing to do with poop, I promise. But it's a great logo, and you can check it out on our social media pages. So go look at that. Follow Club Soda. We've got a show on April 27th at the Gas Station Arts Center. So please come on down, check us out. Doing some solo work. I don't know what I'm going to do, like a freestyle thing, I think. Do you know what you're going to do?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We're doing solo performances, solo improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Every act is a solo improv act.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I just went on the radio and talked about how much I love the collaborative nature of improv, and now we're throwing it out the fucking window.
Guys are eating Steve's lunch.
Yeah.
Well, it's yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be good. Thomas, you got any shows that the people need to know?
My final show of the Trigger Happy Lab cast, you can see at The Annoyance on the 23rd of March at 7 p.m.
Right.
It's been a really fun show. It's like improv mixed with mentalism, and it's kind of unlike any other improv show that you will see, so you should check it out.
Fun. That'll be cool. And also, Jesse and I and a number of other people are working on The Antipodes by Annie Baker. That'll be coming out soon.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, check out What We Do in the Basement, the D&D podcast that Jesse's on with Kevin that I was formerly on.
Yeah, Jesse just did a fun Valentine's themed, like, snow crasher fucking
you can look
destruction
first
derby
episode if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun, wild ride.
Mario Kart meets Fast and Furious.
Yeah. It was great. Too Frost, Too Furious. Jesse, thank you for coming on the show.
What a pleasure, guys. Truly, truly a great time.
I don't know about that.
And that's not a myth. That's the truth.
Oh, there we go.
Busty.
And let's close out with a little bit of Caillou Anthem.
Yeah, here we go.
Just a second.
And you got to screen share it, I think, my man.
And here it is.
All right.
I don't think this is the right one, but we'll find out.
I think it's coming. This is not what we thought it was going to be. Hey, copyright strikes. Hey. So not the one we thought,
not
right?
The right one. Have a good one, every. Have a good day, everybody. See you later. We screwed up. Bye.
Bye.